Mac at the midday with you. Well, I'm in the morning with Heidi here this morning.
I guess technically now it's the Breakfast Club with Mac and Heidi, right?
Yeah,
now.
It could be that. we actually have a very special guest on the phone right now. He's a legendary singer-songwriter. His name is John Parr, and he's kind of back from the 80s with many of your favorites like St. Elmo's Fire, Naughty Naughty, to release his new double album called Letter to America with a tour of the same name. His music not only reaches a worldwide audience of all ages, everybody listens to it. It's kind of got a song and a story to go with it, too. John, it's a great pleasure to have you joining us. Thanks very much for giving us this interview.
Hey, Mac. How you doing? Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
We got a few questions for you here, John.
Okay.
So I understand that you started your first band, The Silence, when you were just 12 years old. Is that right?
I did. Yeah, I was a school band, yes. I was a couple of school buddies, yeah. And that was the first time we were playing for money, yeah. So that was kind of semi-pro.
And did your dad drive you to your gigs in a beat-up old army ambulance?
He did, yeah. We did probably did 150,000 miles in that.
Wow. Great way to get around. You've written a lot of music over the years, John, for yourself and for others. What is your favorite piece of music that you've written?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I mean, I guess St. Elmo's Fire is, you know, for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, it was the record that kind of opened the doors for me. But I think because it was, I mean, I don't know how many people know that it was written for a wheelchair athlete called Rick Hansen.
Wow.
And so the bracketed Man in Motion is about, I met Rick when he was setting out on a world tour, basically, to try and raise money for spinal research. And so I wrote the song about that.
Wow.
David Foster.
Amazing. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
No idea.
Well, I mean, now we've raised $250 million for spinal research through the Rick Hansen
Foundation. That is so
nice.
Great.
Very nice.
You've shared the stage and toured with a lot of amazing musicians over the years. Is there a certain experience that stands out most in your mind?
I think Tina Turner's probably the biggest influence. I mean, it was kind of at the height of the Private Dancer tour, and I did about 40 shows with Tina. And it really was learning at the foot of the master, really.
Right, absolutely.
Incredible.
Out of all the work you've done over the years, what are you most proud of, John?
Well, again, I say with, you know, the Rick Hansen Foundation has to kind of be set apart. But I think, I mean, obviously I've done a lot of work in Hollywood, in the movie industry, and, you know, obviously written things for some of the big movies like Three Men and a Baby and Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Running Man.
And you were also even in a rock opera called Paris, wasn't it?
It's called Paris, yeah, which was the Trojan Wars. And, of course, Paris was the guy who stole Helen from the Greeks and caused all the trouble. And that was an epic thing to do. It took 18 months. We recorded it in Australia, and it was done with the London Symphony Orchestra. So some of the tracks have got 400 musicians on it.
Nice. When you're not making music or writing music, what do you do in your spare time?
Crikey, I'm a martial artist.
Really?
I teach kids martial arts and when I do have time.
Nice.
I'm a taekwondo instructor. I have a farm. I breed dogs. Yeah, so very much a country life.
Kind of a man for all seasons.
Yeah, very much so.
And as far as music now, is there anyone that you admire in the music industry nowadays?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of people out there. But I think certainly still the most exciting thing I've seen in the last couple of years is probably the Foo Fighters. I really think that Dave Grohl is an astonishing frontman and kind of a throwback to kind of the exciting, thrilling kind of reasons I got into music. I think they're exceptional.
Now, how has your music evolved since you first took the United States by storm back in like 1985?
Yeah, I mean, Letter to America is a signpost to where I'm going, and a bit of a monument to my past. It's got the songs in it that made me famous, both as rock tracks and as acoustic tracks. But there's a bunch of new songs. Letter to America is really kind of a letter to a friend or a love letter to a friend. I was stuck in England for 20 years. I was locked in a legal battle that stopped me from coming back for almost 20 years. And I finally got victory last year. So really, Letter to America is really my thoughts. And watching America for 20 years, you know, while being apart, you know. I'm back now, looking to the country that kind of gave me my chance the first time.
Well, we're glad to have you back. We're really glad to have you back.
So excited. And your new 2-disc album was released on July 4th.
It was, indeed. It had to be the birthday of America.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I think that's wonderful. And it's got a lot of the fan favorites on it, but also has some new songs and some acoustic versions of those songs as well.
Yeah.
I listened to it. I think it's amazing. I absolutely loved Come Out Fire.